to the Ben Armstrong Show. And folks, this show might be a show that could save your life or one of your loved ones' life. It is one of the most important shows I've ever done. And if you agree after watching this, you might want to share it with others, especially people you care about. I am not doing a show to attack doctors here at all. This is actually a doctor that is warning about what's happening in hospitals when people are being admitted into as COVID patients. And some of the drugs, or specifically one drug that has been given that actually seems to be harming patients. And it's very scary thought to think that you're being put into a hospital and then the hospital does its procedures and the doctor might not even know, because this is political pressure on these hospitals to treat COVID patients all the same and don't let patients make up their own mind about how they want to be treated. And they force a treatment. And usually when they force this treatment, I don't know how many times, but I know of plenty of times. I know of people that this has happened to locally by where I live, and they have been on social media explaining their horrific story. And it's basically what this doctor is about to warn you about. Dr. Brian Artis is going to warn you about a medication that you should have the right to opt out. Now, again, I'm not attacking doctors. There could be plenty of doctors that want to be good, but they are feeling pressure. What this video hopefully does is reaches all the good doctors, and all the good doctors look at this and research it themselves so that they know, wait a minute, just because I'm getting all these orders that this is how I should treat this thing, that might not be the way to do it. This could be just a political ploy. And folks, if you're a doctor, are we not in the age where politics and political ploys to do despicable things are happening all around us? So if you're a doctor, please pay attention to this. If you are not a doctor and you have a loved one that may be put into a hospital because they say they have the coronavirus, COVID-19, they're just sick, and then they're going to say they're going to put them on a ventilator and give them, well, I don't need to talk about it. This is information. I can't confirm or deny this information, but when I watched it, and because of the personal stories that I know personally, and because some stories in my own family about how hospitals have ignored the wishes in my own family, family members that I have given me horror stories about what has happened in the hospitals and how they have been treated and not listened to at all. And I've had family members, well, I won't go deep into it because I don't know if they even want me talking about it or not. But I can tell you this, I've had good interaction with my doctors and hospitals as I have been treated for cancer. So I've had wonderful experience, but I've never been treated for COVID. This is specifically about COVID. You must pay attention. I can't say it any stronger. Please, if you hear this and it rings true, or you have experiences, or you know people, then you probably want to share this information. The left doesn't want information to be shared for people to make their own decisions. This is all about you getting this information, and then you can make your decision on what you want to do. Watch.
February 2020, China was seeking a patent on remdesivir from Gilead Sciences, who manufactures remdesivir, the drug. This is in February 2020. I want you to go to the next slide. This is just the article. Look here. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine last week reported a coronavirus patient in the United States. How many? A coronavirus patient in the United States was found to show an improvement after taking remdesivir, which is also used to treat infectious diseases such as Ebola. This is February 2020. This is the lie. All right, next one. Let's look at the Ebola study. This is what I did in May 2020. I've been in the media ever since to educate you guys the current genocidal attempt and murderous attempts of Anthony Fauci, the NIH, the FDA, the CDC, are all using remdesivir the same way that they use gas chambers to destroy people in Germany. This is how they're doing it and perpetuating those deaths, using a drug in hospitals. This is the actual Ebola study that Anthony Fauci quoted in May 2020, proved, he said. We're going to use this non-FDA approved drug. It's been approved since, but it wasn't before the pandemic. We're going to use this non-FDA approved drug called Remdesivir because it was shown to be safe and efficacious against the Ebola virus in 2018 and 2019. Has anybody actually looked at this study? Because I clicked the link on NIH.gov's website. All of you should do it. This is the study. Ebola virus inside of Africa. They took four regions, gave them all Remdesivir and three other experimental drugs. Anthony Fauci said it was proven to be safe and effective against the Ebola virus. So now in this novel virus of the coronavirus, we're going to use it there also. We're going to mandate this one drug. You can't use any other ones, like hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, back in May 2020. Go to the next slide, please. So what did the actual study find? They actually found, you can see here, you see mortality up there? Definition inside the study. They found that Remdesivir, in 6 months, the safety board pulled Remdesivir from the study, a one-year study, because it killed more people than any of the other three drugs, including ZMapp, which was put in by the FDA and the NIH. So 6 months into the study, they pulled Remdesivir, they pulled ZMapp, which was supplied by our government to Africa because it killed more people. How many people did it kill? Remdesivir killed 54% of all people in the study that got the drug.
Hold on, I got to pause it there. That is shocking, and I do want other doctors to look at this because I don't blame doctors. I think doctors are following orders, or they're going through what is recommended. And so they're told what's recommended, and they're looking through it, and they say, well, this is what's recommended. I don't know. I honestly don't. But this is such shocking information that every doctor, I mean, if I was a doctor and I was treating patients and I saw this, I would immediately do my own research and make sure I know exactly what I'm doing, regardless of whether the CDC says it's good or not. Would you not? Don't doctors want to be in full control? I don't blame doctors because most doctors that I've ever met have been wonderful people. What I do blame is our political society and what's going on in China, which could be waging a biological warfare on us, and all their money and influence that they paid off politicians and people like Dr. Fauci, who's been in bed with China, have other motives. Whether they know what the final consequence is or not, the fact that Dr. Fauci has been in bed and a proven liar with China, you would think every doctor in the world would say, look, I went to medical school to treat patients and to make the right decisions, not to be told like a slave what to do. So I would love if doctors look deeper into this. There's so much more to this video. So please don't go away. Watch it all. And as the individual patient, you need to see it if you ever are a patient, so you can make informed decisions. And doctors need to make informed decisions because sometimes they might not be, and it's not, there's so much pressure to not be able to make the informed decision. I'm hoping that doctors in America are listening to me and understanding this is not an attack on you. You're the ones that are going to save us from something if this is really this devious. I don't know, but it could be. Watch.
Do you know what they're treating all of your loved ones with and those you care about in this country now? Next slide, please. Look up here. I'm not lying. This is from the study. Look at the second column from the right, Remdesivir. Look below there. 54%. You see that? Mortality rate. All right, next slide, please. He then quoted a second study in May 2020, Anthony Fauci did, that supported the use of Remdesivir in the treatment of coronavirus. The Ebola study, by the way, was a lie. No one clicked the link to look at it. I did. This is the other study he mentioned. This was actually done by Gilead Sciences, who makes Remdesivir. In early March 2020, they took 53 patients from Japan, Canada, and America who had COVID-19, and they put them on the drug for 10 days. What's the drug? Remdesivir. This is the maker of Remdesivir's own trial study. Next slide, please. What did they find? Check this out. 23% in 10 days had serious adverse events. The most common serious adverse events were multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, which is defined as the number one cause of death in all ICUs, by the way. Second, septic shock, acute kidney failure, and hypotension. Look at the next part. 8% had to be discontinued because remdesivir treatment, it worsened or prevented pre-existing kidney failure and multiple organ failure. 8% had to be taken off by days 5 because they were dying as a result of the poison of remdesivir. That's what they found from this study. As a result of these studies, they decided to actually push this on the masses. All of you, this was going to be the drug choice. Why? Because it would actually make COVID-19 look more deadly than it really was. One other disgusting thing, Anthony Fauci and our federal health agencies bought up all of the reserves and stock of this experimental drug in 2020. We didn't even let another country have it till the end of October 2020. Do you want to know why America had the most deaths during 2020 in this pandemic than any other country? We were the only country treating people with remdesivir proven to cause acute kidney failure, multiple organ failure, septic shock, and hypotension, all of which are lethal. This was the great setup. So they set this up so that they can murder people, then convince you people were dying of COVID-19. They didn't die of COVID-19. They actually died from remdesivir poisoning causing acute kidney failure. If you just listen to the media, the New York press conferences of all the doctors when Corona was going throughout New York early on, they were reporting, we've never seen a virus ever attack the kidneys like this one is. You start treating this virus and it attacks the kidneys and shut it down. Not only are we finding that we have limited supply of ventilators, we don't have enough dialysis machines for their kidneys. These doctors had no idea it was never the virus to begin with. Remdesivir was proven in 30% of all people to cause acute kidney failure. Do you know what happens when you shut down the kidneys in somebody? Your kidneys release water from the body. Guess what happens when you shut them down? Your body retains water. Your abdomen fills with water. Your heart fills with water. Your lungs fill with water. Do you know what they call that? Pulmonary edema. You are drowning these people to death with their own fluids, and they can't breathe.
If you're a doctor, folks, and I'm going to play more, I do want you to look into this because there may be doctors that are in ICUs that are just following instructions of how to treat. Have you seen what he's talking about? Is that the type of thing that's happening to patients that are dying of COVID-19? Are you seeing those very things? Obviously, you're not going to see it 100% of the time. And there can be people that just die actually of sickness. But are you seeing those very things? And do you have any memory of them being given remdesivir? And if you are a doctor who works in the ICUs, you should be researching this. You should look back at your own patient files. You should be looking to see at the ones that did die. Is he correct? Were 30% of the ones that you treated, did they receive remdesivir, the 30% that died? 30% die from remdesivir with kidney failures, I guess is what he was saying. So you should be looking for, out of all the people that received it, was there a 30% death rate? You can check these things on your own. I can't do it, but I'm doing this show not to bash people, to get information out, to get the doctors who are wonderful people in America to wake up and do what you were supposed to do. Treat people as individuals and don't follow mass one size fits all the government tells me. I've got to do this, so I'm going to be a slave to the government. I want you to be the doctor you were born to be. That's what I want. So if the doctors do this, I don't care if you disprove this. This is not my stuff. If you disprove it, fine, disprove it. But don't sit there and not look into it. You must look into it. Please, please look into it because I want to know. I want to know flat out. Here's more.
They were calling it secondary pneumonia. You have to listen to me. Still today, they are calling it pneumonia from Corona. No, it isn't. they are shutting down everybody's kidneys with remdesivir, causing their lungs to fill with fluid, and they are drowning them to death. You wanna know why this made me so angry? In May 2020, February 2020, I watched a hospital in Dallas, Texas, kill my father-in-law with the same protocol.
Hold on, I don't know if you could hear that. But there was a bunch of people in the audience then said, one lady I could hear clearly, because I have headphones on, so you might not if you're not. But she said, they did it to my mom, and then someone else shout out, and then another person shout out just as he was saying that. So these people are relating that they know, oh no, I already, that's exactly what happened to my relative. And I just saw a story. What made me do this video is actually because I was sent this from listeners, and multiple actually. And then I was also sent by multiple listeners a local story where I live that matches exactly this whole situation and how the family begged the hospital not to put them on these alternative drugs, but the drugs that they wanted, but the hospital refused to do it. And it appears that the hospital gave them remdesivir and the person died, basically. And when I saw this story and I was like, man, that matches exactly with what the video I was just watching. And I said, I've got to get this information out. Because a lot of times I want to wait till I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have to be 100% correct because I'm just giving my opinions on things, but I don't ever want to be wrong. So I am cautious about what I present. But I was like, I got to present this because you know what? I need doctors to see this and I need doctors to determine, is this happening or not? Because I haven't heard really anybody. I've heard tons of expert doctors talking about the horrors of what's going on, but I haven't heard very many talk about this. So I want more to come out. I need more doctors to look into this to either brush this and prove, not brush it off, prove that what he's saying is wrong or prove that what he's saying is right. We can't just have one person running around. More.
Doing it today, and they're. I'm telling you right now, anybody who's got a loved one in ICUs, please listen to me. Anybody who's got COVID-19, you're going to be threatened with death if you go into a hospital. They have set this up where they're going to use remdesivir. 31% of people treated for COVID-19 will have acute kidney failure. Their lungs will fill with fluid. Right now, they're adding dexamethasone, which has 4% reported kidney failure for all those who get it. So now you're up to 35%. If anyone listening to this has a loved one in a hospital and they have added to that protocol a drug called vancomycin, which is an antibiotic, antibiotics don't treat viruses, by the way, if they put them on there, upwards of 10% of all of those individuals will experience even worsened acute kidney failure. It will stop their heart, pressure on their heart, make them go into a coma and make them unconscious, and they will die. And they will say it was because of COVID-19. This is not true. Yeah, they're doing it to all of them. All right, so this is the mass genocide that they're using, remdesivir. There's a reason why more people died in America than any other country in 2020. We were the only country using remdesivir, and Anthony Fauci was the one that mandated it. Okay, now what else was disgusting? Let's go to the next one. This was the next thing that made me super angry. In October 2020, all right, so now I have a problem with the NIH, with Anthony Fauci from May 2020 saying we're gonna use a drug proven to be effective against Ebola. Was it proven to be effective against Ebola? No, it didn't even make it to the end of the trial. Why is this guy still alive? Number two is the FDA. Ready? This report, go back. Yeah, you look at the date. CBR Plans, a division inside of the FDA. You'll see the FDA logo at the top. This is dated October 22nd, 2020. They were setting up how they were going to evaluate for injuries from vaccines being reported to the government. Once they started going out in December, this is in October, 25 slide presentation. Good luck finding this link now. I have it downloadable. I hope you got the QR code because I'll send you the whole document. Next one. This was slide 16. If you haven't seen any of my presentations, FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines. Look at the list of what they knew was going to start being reported to the government as a result of injuries from the coming vaccines. Disgustingly enough, this list, when the same organization, the FDA, 2 months later in December, created the fact sheets to go out with the vaccines to the entire American public, for each vaccine, they're supposed to list the health benefits and the risks associated with those vaccines. The FDA created these fact sheets. Do you know not one of these showed up on that list or on that fact sheet? I call this criminal. They knew it, but they didn't tell you. Just so you know, on this list, three on the side, on the right, two on the left, are all related to blood clot disorders. They knew that 2 months before the shots came out. Look at the bottom right. I know I'm almost out of time. Bottom right, you have to be aware of this. This is what we know is coming from the shots. Don't even ignore on the right top. Isn't it odd that death isn't listed first? Pregnancy and birth outcomes, like miscarriages aren't a big deal or birth defects aren't a big deal. We'll list those on the second column. Bottom right, multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. Does it say adults? Does it say teenagers? No, it says in children. The Mayo Clinic defines this condition or disease is a serious condition where multiple organs in a child will become severely inflamed and they can die from it, which includes inflammation of the brain, kidneys, spleen, gut, heart, eyes, all at once. Go to cdc.gov, type in MIS-C, which is that abbreviation. It's already been reported over 4,400 children have been reported with this, and over 40 children in America have died already. And they want to start pushing that on your children come September. I have a huge problem with these health agencies lying to you. Throw up the last slide and I'm done. If you didn't get it, go get it. Go to, if you want to, if you can't, QR code it, write it down. If you're listening at home, thedrardisshow.com. My job is to prevent them from being able to kill your loved ones. If you have a loved one in ICU, myfreedoctor.com has lawyers ready to actually contact the hospital and threaten them to put them on other treatments. Do not forget it. You do not have to do what they say. I'm Dr. Artis. Thank you.
All right, folks. So if you didn't like that information and it made you angry and you're upset, then go prove Dr. Artis wrong. Go do your own research and prove what he said is wrong. I'm fine with that. Go do it, because if he's right, you won't be able to prove him wrong, and then you'll know. If you already know that this is all good information because you've researched it ahead of time before you've even seen this video, or if you like this information and think it's good enough information that people should at least know so that they can weigh their options so that they can decide for themselves, then you should share this. But it's up to you. Folks, I want you to know the most important thing that you will hear all day is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Other than that, what else matters, really, folks? Go to thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, where you can get a lot more awesome conservative information. And of course, there are other shows there that you can check out as well. Folks, I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover.